Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Love it on you, Luke Combs, SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog. Another beautiful day in the pandemic world we're living in, and we're loving not only on Chris Jansen, but also live concerts coming back.
Yes. This kinda is like, yeah. Well, live concert for 2020.
Yeah.
Well, everything's, you know, a little different in 2020.
We'll take it. What's this about, Chris?
Thank you very much, first of all. Yes, you are. And the most coolest part about it is you're getting like a full-blown performance, not just one of these, you know, cut down, scaled down, la, la, la things. This is a full band, whole deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Two chances to see it. Down in Del Mar, it's going to be next Friday, October 9th, and then in Ventura on Saturday the 10th. So that's, I know, right, everybody is itching to get out and go see a concert. Tell them what's in store for your drive-in concert.
It's going to be super awesome. Full production and just what you would see at a normal show of mine. And the great thing about it is, you know, since the last time I was in California, I've got more hits now. So we'll be playing... We're playing Done for the first, you know, Done, the most recent number one for the first time in California, first time on the West Coast, actually, so that's exciting. And then we'll be playing the new single, Waiting on Five, which I'm excited about, and then all the other hits, of course. And then, you know, on top of that, you can expect just an awesome, energetic live show because, I mean, it's like keeping a racehorse in a stable when he wants to just go out and run. That's like me.
Right.
I'm the racehorse, and I really want to get there and run the race. So I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm looking forward to seeing people, most importantly, and hopefully, you know, being the vessel that puts some smiles on some people's faces and lets them forget about life for a little bit.
Yeah, you're definitely going to do that. You've already done a couple of these. From what it looks like, it almost looks cooler than a regular concert. We basically get to tailgate and watch a live show.
I got to be honest, it's awesome. And I was, you know, a proponent of like, I don't know about this before I did it, right? And then I got there, and you're exactly right. It not only appears awesome, but it is awesome because if I were going to go to a concert, honestly, and I knew I could pull my truck back my truck up and sit there and just have a cooler and some lawn chairs, I would do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, I would rather do that than be shoulder to shoulder crowded and sweaty and nasty in the middle of a bunch of people.
Amen.
You know how it gets. I mean, it's just how it is, which is cool to an extent, but also like the space value of it is actually really beneficial in my opinion. Not to mention, you know, it's just the rule right now. And so that's cool. And we'll follow that and have a great show.
Well, and I got to ask you because, I mean, David and I have both seen you in concert and you are just high octane. There is no other way to describe you on stage. But is there a song that you look forward to performing?
Yeah, absolutely. I like performing them all, but I get really jacked up when I play like the drums or something, you know, because I love heavy metal and punk rock too. And so it's like my time, if I feel like it, which I'll probably feel like it, it's my time to get back on the drums and really, really get down on some Metallica or, you know, some Social Distortion or something, just something cool sounding or Pantera or whatever it may be. And that I usually do a breakdown medley, usually, during the time when I'm playing the Tim McGraw song that I wrote for him, Truck Yeah. And so we'll go kind of in and out of that, which is kind of a fun part of the show. But all in all, I just really look forward to singing them all. I'm at a place now, thankfully, where I've got all these hits and I'm proud to play them. I like you dream about that. You want that as a performer, your whole career, and then you finally get them, you're like, heck yeah, I might just sing all my hits over and over and over.
Hey, please do. We wouldn't complain about that. and real quick, before we let you go, speaking of hits, your latest single, which is definitely going to be a hit, we'll go ahead and put that out in the universe, Waiting on Five, the video drops today.
Well, yes, it does, and thank you. It's actually, I got to tell you, like, out of all the videos I've made, I'm proud of them all, but this one is in particular a bit special because I've got my father-in-law and my father in it, and they're not acting. They're just doing kind of what they do, being the farmer, my father-in-law, and then the auto body work car guy is my dad. And we just kept it real. You know, it's a 9-to-5 working class anthem, man, about getting off at 5 o'clock on a Friday and getting the weekend started. And it just feels good, you know. And, of course, you know, we all grew up listening to It's Finally Friday, right?
So yep.
That was like the deal. But you don't ever hear anything like that much these days. So I kind of wanted my own one of those kind of songs, hence is why I wrote it. And it feels good, and it feels like a hit. And so, it's, you know, thankfully, man, people are connecting with it in such a big way. So I'm thankful for that, and we're looking forward to playing it.
I love that. Love that your family is always such a big part of your career. And we can't wait to see you next weekend live on stage.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. And like, just like a homecoming. So I look forward to seeing everybody, and get your tickets, and we'll see you there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.